Ochel Reviyah Shabakurdish Osal Osr Loy Lechel Sakurdish Mortaliga Bakurdish Renopaisloy. So a person eats, so the same way said by Truma, a person eats a shlish, he can't, Avacha is. He said that before. Person ate a shlishi b'truma, can't eat truma. Okay, I don't see it right now. Okay, a person eats revi shabakodesh. Talacha is a person eats revi, so he can't eat kodesh at the same time. Now the question is, why can't he eat revi? I mean, why can't he eat kodesh? What's the problem? But while he's eating revi, the concern will be, like we had over there in Masechta the Shabbos, so he'll stick some mashke in his mouth. Call the mission. It's a mission. Myself as terrorist. It says that only chamishi is mutter, but revi is not mutter. But the league of kaddish of anon postly. The person is allowed to touch kaddish. Doesn't make the person puzzle. In the same halach, you have the yiralov. A person eats shishi other to shishi b'shuma, so he can't eat shuma. So I feel the tapshush and it's Arab by a kurdish, rain by Kazais with Echilis Pras, raise a lo yerchel brevish a kurdish, elabachamish, shutor, kamashabiyar. See, even the Mishnah says that even it's a mixture of kurdish and non kurdish, and it's not a Kazais with Echilis Pras, so it wouldn't, even if it becomes tame, it wouldn't be usher to, it become usher to eat, because the issur of eating tomei that the kohen has is only on a shear of a kazayas. So theoretically, if it doesn't have a kazayas b'dechilis pras, it wouldn't be a ma'isa b'chilas issur. So they assured it. But ha'echol shlishi shebetruma atzma, ha'bechulam shanatzma taris truma reza also lechol as a truma atshitva. Mutaliga b'truma rei tahara. He can touch them, but he can't eat it. Echila osu ma'ala, but again, loy osu ma'ala. B'meda were more. B'chuma atzma. That's only talking you have actual chuma. Al tavshus and he's arba b'chuma. Yemein shem k'zayis b'dechil es pras. He raised a mutter lechol of me'er se tavshus. K'dar shem mutter lechol of me'er. So, the mixture is Mutter by Chuma, Chazal were Machra by Kodesh, they weren't Machra by Chuma. Because even it will become Usr, since he's eating Chuma, which is Tomei, the shear of the Tuma is the Dabra Tabla that he's eating is less than the shear would be for a Chiyuv, instead of Kazayas Vedei Chilis Pras. Oichol Shlishi Shabbat Chuma, Oishal Chulin, Shinasu Al Taras Shuma. So we just said that a person eats the shlishi. I'll be sure Torah the negias chuma. In regards to touching chuma, he's considered Torah. But hareu kasheni lenyan the kodesh shataris chuma tsuma he ate so kodesh. So as far as kodesh is concerned, he ate an oichel which is fully tame. So he had an oichel rishon. So the person's oichel rishon and oichel sheni is sheni. Whether he eats an Echol Rishon or Echol Sheni, he's considered a Sheni. As far as Kaddish is concerned, he ate an Echol Rishon, so therefore he's a Sheni. Aval ha'oichol shlishi shebechulin, shenasa osa taras ha'kodesh, rehu tor, shen lecha dabar sh'oise revi'a ba'kodesh, el ha'kodesh, mekudosh bovat. So, we saw before that the Chazal did not give the halachas of shenasa taras ha'kodesh like Kurdish. So therefore, as far as Kurdish is concerned, this is regular chulin. Regular chulin can't be a shlishi, so it can't be a shlishi. It can't generate any. It can't generate a revi. One second. In other words, so by Ochel Shlishi Shebetruma is a Dabar Tomei. Once it's a Dabar Tomei, so Chazal said, the Shear of its Tuma, in regards to the Shear of its Tuma, in regards to Kurdish, is like Ochel Rishon, because Taharas Truma is not sufficient for Kurdish. Person eating Ochel Shlishi Shebechulin Shenasal Taras HaKadosh. So he's saying we did give it the sanction of it, if it's Kodesh, that the Taras is considered, the Shmira is considered Shmira. However, we're not giving it a halacha that it can generate a revi. It has a full din of a korban. So that's when these items get the din of a korban. So they do not get a din of korban yet, because their chalos din kedushas korban is when you shech the korban, then the chalos toida becomes kaddish, fully kaddish. The nozer, the lechem, the nozer brings together with his korban is called rekike nozer again, so that they become kaddish at the moment of shkita. So there's no shkita yet. So manachas l'kitcha b'kli, you have not put the manachas into a kli shoris yet. Ena like a kodesh, like a chulin, like a chumah. So their level of chumra is like chumah. There is a gerish which actually has. So the mitzvah chala, mitzvah bikurim, person stole, destroyed chuma, he has to replace it. They all have the halachas of chuma. A tevel, which has not had the chuma removed yet. Hamadzuma, where Shuma got mixed in into something else, and it should be bottled. Gedulei Shuma, because our Mersak and the Gedulei Shuma have a lot of like Shuma. Otherwise, we're afraid people would decide to hold on to the Shuma and plant it, because you can make it back into Chulin. So Mersak and Gedulei Shuma is the Shuma. Meiser Sheni Berishon, and either Meiser, Visa Tzvul Lechal, or Do, which is Tevel, Rehen Kechulin. They're considered cool and not chuma. A rishon tami v'hem a shady pasul v'ein b'hem shlishi. Okay. Kol davar shavale mitame vado mitame esachulin minotaru. Something which, when its state of vare so shet tuma, would create a halacha of tuma minotaru, chulin minotaru. Kazu al sveke v'chulin. Hatzvulin v'chala. So even though by there's dinner scenarios where Sofik Tuma is tor, b'shutzuram, etc. Chazal were gozer. No, Chazal were not gozer by Stam Chulin. So he's going to be taking off. He's going to be taking off. He'll be taking off the challah, and the guy be the hilchus suffic tumor for the challah. We're going to be machmer, and therefore he has to do the isa in total tahara shouldn't be. We don't say it's a suffic tumor, so let him just be metamid. He has to do a bit tahara, as if it was going to be is going to work. So the Suffolk tomb over here, we're going to give it a bit of Suffolk. Says Mechuyav to be Mafresh, but Tahara. You can't say, listen, it's be Tamei anyway. Let's be Matamid. No, he's Mechuyav to do it, Tahara. You can't destroy it because maybe it's Torah. So you do it. You Loy Nechelas Loy Nisrafes. Achas Esrei Malas also Chachamim LeKodesh Al Chuma. Chazal instituted 11 Malas that Kodesh has over Chuma. Ve'elohein Yesh Adam Lahat V'Kedem V'Sach Kedem V'Chuma B'Lo LeKodesh. Person can travel Kedem instead of Kedem for Chuma, can't do that for Kodesh. Xerish every year Pia Kli Tsar. So Rava's Pshat were worried about that maybe the opening of the Kli would be too narrow. Well, Yia Boki Shafera said, no, it will not have the shear of Chibur of Tuma, the thickness of a certain type of a reed. And that Halacha was seen, that's the shear of Chibur of Tuma, which equals the two fingers, the first two fingers being able to move in that opening easily. So it doesn't have that level of opening. And therefore, so it's not being terrible in the mikvah, it's being terrible in the water in the kli. But the larger outer kli was tor. So then we say it's not going into the mikvah, it's just acting as a container to hold the items, and it's a separate container because it's not connected to the mikvah. But if the outer kli itself was tameh, we carry also the tevilah, since the tevilah impacts the outer kli. So you're saying the outer kli is in the mikvah, so then you can't say the water inside of it is not in the mikvah, because in other words, there's no halacha. If you have a kli which is tameh and needs tefillah, and its own opening, there's nothing inside of it, but its own opening is less than shaveras anoid. So the water has to surround the kli on all sides. So how does the water surround the kli on all sides if the water inside the kli is not considered part of the mikvah? It's not shaveras anoid. So apparently, we say that the ma'aseh of tefillah, putting this kli in the mikvah, it's totally immersed in the mikvah. It means the inside and the outside of the kli are considered inside the mikvah, and the water inside the kli is considered in the mikvah, because the kli doesn't act as a separate entity. It's not a separate entity, it's being tovel of the mikvah. So once that's true, so why shouldn't the kelim inside also get a tefillah? Also, tefillah, the kelim shebesoicha, tefillah leishtamash behen bekodesh. And this will work, without any xeris, any limitations. This will work for Kurdish mamash. Okay, that's the first halacha the Mishnah says. The second halacha the Mishnah says is kli shenitmu achurav b'mashkin. Midaraisa mashkin rishon hashen and nakon dibatama kli. Since there are mashkas which are deraisa, yes, matama kli, the liquids which come out of the zov and the zova, So Chazal regards that mashkin could be tama kli. However, since it's under Rabbanan, they said that there's no din of strafis truma. If this kli now touches truma, you don't burn the truma. They wanted to make a hacker to indicate that the law is that you don't burn the truma and such a tuma. So they said that interesting halacha that a kli, even not a kli charis, the kli made out of wood, which normally regards the tuma, there's no difference between the inside and the outside. If the tuma touches the outside, the whole kli is tame. But when the mashke sheni touches the kli, the halacha is only the outside will be tame, not the inside. She's a churban mashkin, loydit metaychoy, and below the base it's bow, shaboy base tosse. Not the place where it's made to put the prisoner, put their hands to hold, they put like a special ring or hook, or whatever it is, which the person would hold on to. So that's considered a separate entity from the achurav. We saw achurav meant actually not just on the outside of the kli, but there was actually part of the kli which was cup shaped. But it was more like the pedestal type of a kiddush cup that we had. You don't use that cup shape at the bottom, you only use the cup shape on top. But that's considered a separate entity. If a tumah would touch there, that would be tame, the rest of the kli would be tor. So, l'nin v'toychei, v'loi beisit, etz v'shaboy b'svasim. V'mashin sh'b'sechei, v'shab'beis tzviyosoi, is to hurt him. Liquid is tor. M'shoytze boy. Ben chosh is shema. Yigu mashin shmafiv b'achuri akli b'yasu b'tamu tzeicha. We don't say, well, the liquid in his mouth will touch that pedestal thing on the bottom and and become tamei and then mess everything up. It'll touch. Then once that's true, so the mashke piv or tamei, his mashke touches the kli when he takes a drink and it makes everything inside the tamei. We don't say that. But the morim, the truma. So the mile over here is that we rely on this as separate entities regards to truma. Our kodesh nitma achurav nitma kli. Once the achurav is tame, everything else in the kli is also tame. Gimel hanoi says a medris mutal alisa imay truma keachon. Person's carrying medris of one hand. Let's say. He may carry Shuma in the other hand simultaneously. The person who's carrying it is not touching what is being carried is not touching the Shuma. The Shuma Nagas bin Medris. See, even though he's carrying the person is not touching the Shuma directly. The Rambam is only talking about carrying inside of kli, and the tumah is not touching that which generates the tumah directly. The measures. So that situation is halacha is a rehi tahar. That's for tumah, but avolah the kodesh al bishaloi naga, but the kodesh is not mutter. Why was that? Because my so how you beechad should know nasu chavish al kodesh. He was carrying a person who was carrying a chavish shal kodesh. To meya b'medris while he was also. Carrying something which was Tamei B'Medris. Shanasa Ima, Baisa Shah, Benasa Ima was also carried with it. And it was Matamit. Baisa Shah Gazru, Shanasa Isa Medris, Lo Yisa Zakarish, Gazal said, no, this is not acceptable. But, like Gazal B'Medris, Iba Kurdish, Kubaisa Shahaya. And it could have been Gazer, a person who's carrying a Sheretz. They weren't Gazer, a person who's carrying a Sheretz. Gazer, a person who's carrying. Medris. Remember in Nosa, if he did carry it, the Lach is Halva, the Lach is Naga, but Kedesh, we have Kedesh Tor. If he didn't touch, he didn't touch. So we say you shouldn't carry it, lest you come to touch. But as long as it didn't touch the halacha lemaisa, it's not going to be tame. Dalad, big day oichle truma, abishayin tyran, when he's hard, made a tuma, he's a person that's careful of a truma, he's mach, and everything like that. But that's only got a truma. But Harebi Dan Medris, the Kurdish. Regards to the Kurdish, we deal with this person's clothing, it's tame, and all is a tame, but it's tame Medris, it's an avatuma. A kli which is divided up into pieces, and but the pieces are held together, are tied together. Attached. So you have, if you go and meet them, for example, meet them, which are made out of different pieces. It's made out of different pieces, but they're being held together. So nitma b'tzarchlat v'iloi, the chuma. If it comes a chuma, you need to be table it. You can table it while it's attached together. I will kedish matu umanagev. You have to untie it. You have to dry it off. Shema yesh b'sham dover chaytiz. Maybe there's something there by the knot, which would be a source of tuma, or assuming a source of blockage for the tefillah. Then you tie it afterwards.
We're saying whether or not
the
tuma that's
number five. Number six. Kelim hanigmor mitahara. The person was careful when he made a kli, and all the way to the end of the process, he made sure that it was tore.
Even though the one who made it, the potter,
is a Talmud Chacham, and he's very careful with the lachas of Torah. They require that he is terrible before he uses it. He has to be terrible. But Chazal Remekel, Vein and Tzichim Her of Shemesh, it's still, but it's acceptable for usage immediately. Aber the chuma, mishtamish behen b'latvila shreinas b'tahara. It is only from the table again. He knows he was careful. That's it. Nema, hitzichem tvila l'kodesh. What were we afraid of that we make require it that you go? It was nigra b'tahara. So we're afraid of. We're going for a case of roik that the chacham was shomer it. But maybe before it became nigmar, so the roik ended on the kli. When it was nigmar, which at that point in time will not accept him, it was nigmar, and now it's ready to accept him, and the roik is still there. And the lach's roik is only metame when it's wet, but if it's still wet. So it would be metame the kli. So we kind of we were concerned about that, but not for truma. Achar shenigmer, so hakli mitzarf mashu b'soicha lekadosh avodah the truma. Why is it achar shenigmer? But you know, now we have a kli. Aloha is a kli. Is mitzarif mashu b'soicha. Same like saying before, it's nigmar. You put it into a kli. Doesn't have a chashivas of a kli. Wouldn't have this halacha of tziruf. So you look at everything in the kli as one item. Lagavi kodesh, lagavi truma. We look at it as separate items. Ketzer, kli shumole peris, prudim zemizat. Separate pieces of fruit. Then smukim raisins, gergis, dried figs. And then lagatuma bechamim. Tuma touch one of the figs. So by Kamash Makli, by Kaddish, we say, wow, it's all one unit. It's Mitzarev, it's in a Kli, it's all one unit. And that one unit is all Tomei now.
Is there any din of Pitzel by Tumah?
There could be, whereas if you get a a lot of times the tumor itself will generate tumor. Let's say in the case it couldn't generate tumor. So that's in the case before we talked about there wasn't gezeis de'echilas pras. We didn't say there wasn't a gezeis there. There wasn't a shetumah there. It just wasn't with de'echilas pras.
Okay. But I'm saying that no, it's just like you have like by basar v'chalav.
So I mean, there is a din of bittel. I mean, we see over there with that what?
That doesn't have a shear.
It does have a shear.
But not de'echilas pras. I mean.
So that's a gabi hisr achilo. In other words, the problem is you're eating it, so the hisr achilo is a bekazayas.
Right.
So we say, well, he has total value over here of 3 prosim. Right. The mixture which went in was small enough that there wasn't enough that any eating it one process worth of food, he will not get a kazayas. So what's even if he eats, even if it's tameh and he eats it, he won't be chayv. He didn't need a kazayas of achilo of hisr tumah. Tumah, that's a discussion. You say Lagabi. But why do you say that it's bottle, it's not Tumah anymore? So even my Kurdish shouldn't be a problem. What's the problem? There we're saying, okay, there is Tumah. Tumah is still there. Just it's not a problem of Achila because you don't know because that's Achila's price. But the shame tumor it has, otherwise it's irrelevant. We're not saying it's bottle, and therefore there's no tumor, and therefore there's nothing to talk about. That just comes to mind, but I can't tell you that I remember clearly what the halacha is on that. Is it did a bit of berive by tumor? So the Gabi Kurdish, we say the Kli is Mitzarev. If it's all one unit, so therefore when the Tumah touches one point, one thing, everything else is Tumah. Turn to Echel Mehen, Nitza Kol Mashav Kli, the Kurdish. In regards to Kurdish, the whole Kli is Tumah. I will love the Tumah. At Tumah, we don't do that. We look at it separate items. You count 1, 2, 3, so it's... If you have a kli which has these items in it, someone would touch one of the items. That item would be a rishon. And that one next, the ones next to which it touches, next to it, above it, below it, whatever, would be a sheni. By chuma, that those things would generate shlishi for all the things around them. But that's it. Cholamados shall dibreim him. These all derbonos. The remez yesh lemay lezu b'torah, but this one specifically, there's a remez in the Torah that this is by kodesh it's mitzarif it into one item. It says kavachas asar zahav maleo keteris. Amar chachamim kol mashavis b'kav areu kiguvach. It says it's kavachas, it's one unit. So the pasuk is indicating that we look at it as one. So we're saying there's a remnant for this concept of Gavi Kurdish. We look at it as one thing. Now, I feel a shame with Toich is Mitzarif Mashallah of Kurdish. This halacha of Tziruf is even without a halacha status of Toich. It's a plate. It's Mitzarif, what's on the plate? So it was flat, something flat, like a board or a piece of leather. So they're sitting on a flat thing. It's not that the fruits are, the fruits might, if it's on a flat thing, you could have the fruits not, they're not going to naturally gather in one place, the bottom of the thing. The kli is flat, it's a flat piece of wood. So they're not touching each other, but they're on the piece of kli of Kodesh. The kli of Kodesh is the mitzar of everything which is in it. The one, even though they're not touching, even though there's no toich, it's mitzur. Now, there was two different piles in the kli. They weren't touching each other. And that there's an item, something, there's an item in between which blocks the two of them. One of them becomes tummy. So do you say over here tzir of kli? Do we look at the fact that there's some type of blockage in between that you don't say tzir of kli? What's there is something which is part of, it's necessary for the kli to function. So it is considered insignificant, it's considered part of the kli, and the kli we said already is mitzar for everything. But however, if what's there is not something which is necessary for the kli to function, so it's not an integral part of the kli. So now we have a hefsek. So then, then the tumah only applies to the one which, the foodstuffs, which touch the tumah, and not the one which is on the other side. Okay, so he had the kli held two piles again. One of them is there's a connection between that and the water which is on the outside of the kli. And there's no case of hefsek over here, but there's not touching, but it's a separate entity. So chazar masak and nit mishneim b'tzir of kli. So tzir of kli will create a lach lebol tame. Now, this tuma is touching nit minitma hamayim shekhuri a kli. So they're both mitzur. They're both tummy. Now, the water which is touching it, this food is touching the water. The water is tummy. So the water will become tummy. Let's hit another round. So the food which is touching that water will be become tummy, because tumah touched the water and the water touched that, so that tumah touches the water. But do you say tzir of kli? Therefore, the other pile is also tummy. There was stuff like im nitma ha'echol hasheni b'tzir of kli, although nitma b'machma z'tzir. You don't say the lach of we don't definitely say the lach of tzir of kli in the situation. In other words, do we say the chumrah of kibur mayim and kuri kli and the chumrah of tzir of kli together simultaneously? That's a shah in the Gemara. You have food which is tummy, you put in a kli. So when the source of tumor was touching pile A, it wasn't in the kli. Now you put in the kli, the source of tumah is not there anymore, but it's tameh. So does that affect the food which is there, which is kadosh? So the halacha is efel kadosh. Tor. So echel kadosh akar tor. You have echel which is tor. Veinag and zebeset. So there's no nagia. So is there din of sirakli? The halacha is a tor b'tarosa, but tamei b'tumas. The Torah remains Torah, the Tamei remains Tamei. But Tuyem Menagav Echol HaTamei. Tuyem touches the Echol, which is Tamei. Yeshudar Rezeh Safik Im Nipsil HaTor Machmas Maga Tuyem Neshe Tzirif HaKli Elo Nipsil. Do you say Tzirif HaKli regards to Tuyem? That's a Shalom Gemara. So if the Tzuyayim is both a Torah, he's Matama one, so the other one's also Tom. Over here, you don't see Matama one, it's already Tome. So he didn't really do anything. So do you say in that situation that the fact that he might see touched it will be the time of the other item or not? Let's hold it here.